Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Hi, I'm Maggie from Shine Radio.
My name is Innes Simpson.
Could you tell me how you feel about the closure of Petersfield and Borden Tips? It's only a potential, but they may close.
I'm disgusted by it. It means that the nearest tip for us would be Waterlooville, which is at least 13-mile trip in each direction. I think it's a crazy idea.
What would you say if they were going to invest more at Waterlooville, be able to recycle more compared to Petersfield and Borden?
I think they should invest more in Petersfield.
Have you heard that the Petersfield and Borden tips are under threat of closure?
I have. I think it's disgusting. I think that lots of people would tip even more and it would cost the council a lot more money to clear it up.
Well, it's so well used. There's always a queue. You book a slot and there's always people there. It's not like it's empty, so it's needed.
Could you tell me what you know about Borden and Petersfield, the tips being under threat?
I don't really know much about it.
If they were to close, how would you feel?
It'd be a big inconvenience, because the next local one is Havant, I believe.
Waterlooville is the next
is it?
One. But is that quite a way to go, in your opinion?
Yeah, I only have a motorbike, so...
Oh.
It's handy when I put rubbish bags on the back of that, I'd take it around the corner.
I wonder why there's fly tipping.
Yeah.
You'd go to... The nearest one would be Waterlooville.
Okay.
How would you feel about that?
Not very happy.
Do you use a tip a lot?
Yes, we do, because we've recently moved, so we're still clearing out stuff that was left behind, yeah. Okay.
So how often would you say you use the tip?
For quite a while. We've been going weekly, because our daughter's moving as well. So it saves getting a skip. We do it for her.
So potentially it could be quite inconvenient.
Yes, very.
Okay, lovely.
That's why I came out, so it's like, no.
Thank you.
So I'm Russell Oppenheimer. I'm County Councillor for Petersfield Hangers and Executive Member for Countryside and Regulatory Services at Hampshire County Council. We never proposed the closure in the Future Services consultation. It's very important to say that. The Future Services consultation is a genuine consultation. Hampshire County Council is asking people for their views about how we bridge our budget gap. There's no proposal in there. Nothing has been decided. There are various ways that we can make those savings with HWRCs. So, for example, we might reduce opening hours. We might actually close on certain days in order to save a bit of the costs. The reason that we're able to commit to keeping all of East Hampshire's tips open is that we did a deal with the district council. So you'll see in that photo, I'm standing next to Richard Millard, who's the leader of EHDC. And we are both committed, along with the other county councillor, Rob McCatter, who's a cabinet member at EHDC. All three of us are committed to finding ways to keep these tips open. So that what that means is that even if the unlikely scenario happens where Hampshire County Council wasn't able to afford to keep those tips open, EHDC would step in. And that is something we're now actively discussing. But I have to say, I don't know. I don't want to preempt anything. I don't know exactly what's going to happen. So I have to be a bit careful what I say. But I don't believe that decisions are likely to be made that are going to affect Petersfield in this way. You know, we have to wait and see what the result of the consultation is. That, you know, that's the key point. The consultation is ongoing. And anyone who's listening who hasn't actually put their views in, I really encourage you to do so, because we do listen. And once we have ended that consultation, we will look very carefully at what has been said. And what I am willing to say is, if there's an overwhelming desire and a strong feeling amongst responses that we should keep that Petersfield HWRC open, then of course that is going to be a very strong factor in our decision making.
But Russell, if you are as committed to saving it as you say you are, why would you even raise the spectre of closing it in the consultation?
I think that the answer to that is that we are in a situation where we have to take some very difficult decisions, and we have to consider everything, and we have to be seen to be considering everything. And this is not just about actually bridging the gap. It's also about how we communicate to government that we have explored all possibilities. Hampshire County Council is a very well-run county council. We're the only county council in the country that has such a high level of reserves. We've got one of the lowest council tax rates in the country, and yet we have services that are rated good or outstanding across the board. And we're particularly proud of our children's services that are rated outstanding by Ofsted, and proud of our schools. where we get results that are consistently 2 or 3% above the national averages. So we're doing quite a lot of things right, I feel. And I think one of the things that is right is to consider all options when you're in this situation. Let's see what people say. Not everyone feels the same way about this issue. I've heard contrasting views from people about the tips, but I do get a strong feeling from people that they want the tip local to them in Petersfield for environmental reasons and anti-fly tipping reasons. And that is a message I've heard loud and clear.
There may be people who hear what you say, who've seen this in the consultation and think perhaps you've raised it deliberately so that you can later waft in and be seen as the saviour of the day, some refuse-related superhero.
I promise you that that's not what's going on here. You know, I would much rather that we were in a position where we didn't even have to consider closing any HWRCs. You know, there are four tiers of HWRC that have been identified by Hampshire County Council. And the ones that are most at risk are the tier four ones, which are generally the smaller sites that are expensive to run and not heavily utilised. We're not in that situation with the Petersfield HWRC. It's the tier three tip. But I think because of the budget gap that we have, it's inevitable that we have to look at these things very carefully and very closely to see where there's an opportunity to reduce costs. As a county council, we are not allowed to run a deficit. We are required by law to balance the books. And that means we've got to plan ahead and look at what we might need to do and consult people to see where it is that people think we can get the savings. And by the way, this consultation is not just about roads and recycling and school crossing patrols and all those issues. It's also about adult services and children's services. And, you know, I'm going to be very interested to see what the responses are in those areas as well.
And the consultation's open until the end of the month. If you haven't taken part, we'll put the link at shineradio.uk.
This is Shine Radio, made in Petersfield by
Andy,
Kirsty,
Amy,
Dougie,
and you.
To join us, email team at shineradio.uk or call or WhatsApp us on 01730 555 500.
Join our team and make it shine at the radio station made by you.
You make it shine, Shine Radio.